This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Robin Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. Questions can come to us via radio program at AOL.com. Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist, joins me each week for this podcast. And we work together at my practice in Manhattan. And so what's our next question, Layla?
Our next question comes from John. This is really interesting. John says, I have a registered nurse friend, and we both seem to have the same very troubling symptoms. She was diagnosed with lupus and then multiple sclerosis and then lupus again, and they didn't know. 7 years of this, and her symptoms have only mounted. Finally, after doing tons and tons of research, found out that she had gadolinium toxicity. Gadolinium, for those who don't know, is a contrast agent used in MRI, typically.
And he has the symptoms too? This is the person.
Yeah, he has the symptoms too. Right, right. So they're actually directing us, Dr. Hoffman, to this wonderful website, gadolinium toxicity.com. Where they talk about the contrast agent and MRIs and what some of the symptoms may be.
Okay.
So they could be something like pain, and that pain encompassing aching, burning, tingling, prickling pains, paresthesias, deep bone pain, typically in the extremities or joints, and sometimes in the location where the MRI was, like in the head. Other changes, muscle issues, twitching, small local rapid contractions, weakness, dermal changes like tight skin, hyperpigmentation, most often in the extremities, worsening vision, dry eyes, bloodshot eyes, cognitive symptoms, tinnitus, swallowing and voice problems, hair loss, low body temperature, and a list of long-term chronic exposure for up to 5 years. Some people have symptoms for 5 years with no end in sight. There's really no known treatment to cure the toxicity. So it's really, really difficult to approach. Generally, what people are told when they go into MRI, and I remember I had an MRI of my head over 20 years ago with a contrast dye to look at my inner ear because I was dizzy for three long months with like, what's going on? They were looking for an acoustic neuroma. Yeah. The only thing I was heard of was it may, you know, adversely impact your kidneys. Well, I took my chances because I really needed to get to the bottom of what was going on here. Yep. So, but that's really all patients are told.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, in this case, if this person were to see me, you know, it's hard to separate the chicken from the egg. Some initial symptoms prompted the need for an MRI because MS was suspected or, you know, and then was an autoimmune disease associated with it, a lupus-like condition. And so this person had pre-existing symptoms, then got gadolinium, and then things got worse. Now, that may be, gadolinium may be the proximate cause of that. But on the other hand, the condition for which gadolinium was used to be a diagnostic agent may have simply progressed on its own. I mean, the symptoms are relatively nonspecific and could be associated with other types of problems. So,
And Lyme.
And, you know,
a lot of things are being blamed on Lyme disease now. Wow.
Sure. I mean, that's another one. It's tough because, this is, you know, I'm reading actually, see, the website you went to is kind of an advocacy website. You know, it's, it's like a website that's basically trying to, drum up interest and, support patients who suspect that they have gadolinium toxicity. So it's going to be, shall we say, casting a wider net in terms of possible, gadolinium toxicity. I'm reading here a scientific article that's a review of this. And indeed, they say that there's a, you know, there are a lot of potential problems. They say in this article I'm reading, there's significant test tube animal and human data available that indicates the potential for adverse effects in people who have multiple recurrent exposures to gadolinium contrast agents. And, you know, unfortunately, some people get multiple MRIs because, say, you want to follow the progression of MS, and you're going to get multiple MRIs. The big problem occurs with people who don't have good kidney function. There you can have a really serious accumulation of gadolinium, and that's just well recognized as a problem. But, you know, when they say, I mean, here's a survey of the symptoms that they list from retained gadolinium from contrast MRIs. They range from neurological, musculoskeletal to dermal, that means skin, including pain, muscle symptoms, ocular symptoms, cognitive symptoms, skin problems, and, you know, this can be diagnosed on the basis of urinary gadolinium levels. We do that test, but then, you know, it's tough to, you know, what do you do?
And what do you do?
Yeah.
And how appropriate is detox in a person who's experiencing symptoms?
Yeah. So here's an example. There's a commonly used detoxification agent. It's called deferoxamine, and it's used for iron toxicity. Okay. So they have a case report of a 65-year-old woman who has confirmed gadolinium toxicity. And they found that the desferoxamine rate of excretion is so slow that it would take 78 to 156 years to rid that patient of all the gadolinium.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to this. This is interesting. If you want to protect yourself from gadolinium toxicity, N-acetylcysteine pretreatment inhibits gadolinium induced cell death and stress in the cells. So, you know, I would suggest, and you know, just write this down, Layla, because if it, indeed one of our patients says, "What can I do?" or one of our listeners, "What can I do before an MRI? I have to get contrast." Absolutely, take N-acetylcysteine. Do it.
Yeah, that'll boost the glutathione to help you detox all of that.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And then, you know, they are looking for better agents to get rid of this stuff. But I got to say, you know, this is a controversial area, and it's going to be a mixed bag because the people, the very same people who say gadolinium did me in, may be people at risk for other reasons. I mean, it's
right. So, interesting. Yeah.
And I will tell you this, is that I see, you know, we do MRIs on a lot of patients with conditions like MS or neuropathy, you know, because we want to find out, do they have mercury or do they have lead? And almost invariably, if they've had an MRI, you will find higher than normal levels of gadolinium in the urine. It's coming out.
Wow.
And so, but then you're left with a quandary. What does it mean? Is the gadolinium the culprit, or is it, you know, just a coincidence that they've got gadolinium still in their system because they had it administered once or twice or more times. Yeah. So, yeah, it's an area to keep
I remember seeing some of the results of the urine toxic metals test that you did, Dr. Hoffman, and seeing high gadolinium. Oh, did you just have an MRI?
Yes.
Yeah. Bingo. How did you know?
Right.
The gadolinium, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, at this point, I'd like to give one of our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with you, so here we go. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Okay, thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors, because they are what bring you this free information. So please support our great sponsors. We're very selective about the sponsors that we take on, and we hope that they add to your arsenal of health-supporting modalities. All right, what's our next question, please?
We've got an email from Diana. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I'm a 64-year-old female, and I just had my 2-year eye exam. The doctor said I have early development of macular degeneration. What supplements can I take to help this disease not progress? Wow. Well, there are particular nutrients helpful to the eye. I know there's a supplement we like called Foresight. Foresight.
Yes.
Generally.
Boy, you know, we didn't rehearse this answer, but just as you were saying that, I reached over, and I have piles and piles of papers on my desk. And fortunately, I went through them the other day, so I had this close at hand. And the product Foresight, it represents the results of research done by one of our favorite commentators here on Intelligent Medicine, been a frequent guest, Dr. Thomas Gwilliams. He's a PhD, and he's an advisor to the company Orthomolecular. And he wrote a wonderful monograph as part of the standard. You can go to the Point Institute. The Point Institute is www.pointinstitute.org, and you can order this monograph, which is entitled Preventing and Treating Age-Related Macular Degeneration. And it lists some of the plausible nutrients that address not the wet form of macular degeneration, but the dry form. The wet form is a little more problematic in terms of is there a nutritional quick fix, but there's quite a lot of information based on the ARID study and the CARID study, big studies that
the dry form is more common, isn't it?
Yes. Now, this is a question about wet or dry.
She doesn't say.
Okay. All right. So let's presume it's the dry form, which is more prevalent.
Okay.
So what were you about to suggest?
This particular supplement Foresight, which I'll tell you what it contains. There's zinc,
yep,
taurine,
mm-hmm,
and acetylcysteine,
yep,
which we were just talking about, bilberry fruit extract,
mm-hmm,
alpha-lipoic acid, quercetin, our good old friend,
yep,
ginkgo biloba,
yep,
lutein, lycopene, and zeaxanthin.
Right.
Yeah, this is a powerhouse for the eyes.
Any alpha-lipoic acid in there?
Yes, there's alpha-lipoic acid.
Good,
mm-hmm,
because that's
mm-hmm
also a plausible. See, there's oxidative stress, so you want glutathione-supportive agents. Mm-hmm. There are some studies showing benefits for ginkgo biloba. So this guy advised Orthomolecular to throw everything but the kitchen sink in there in terms of plausible nutrients. By the way, AMD is associated with higher homocysteine and lower B12 levels.
And oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Is there a little bit of the B vitamins in that formula? Or
That's
fine. Because people can take that in a separate form, in a multi or in a B complex or one of those methyl guard type products. Methylating agents with 5-methylfolate and B6 and methyl B12.
Right. Methylcobalamin, yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, Diana, yeah, that could be a good supplement. And have a clean diet. Always have a clean diet. You want to reduce oxidative stress, right? You're taking antioxidants in a product like this to help quench all of that. You want to make sure you're eating very, very well to give yourself every opportunity to hopefully arrest the progression.
Can I share on that? Because
please,
they did a study,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. I happen to have it in front of me. Australian study looking at 20,000 individuals for 13 years. They found that greater red meat consumption was associated with a higher prevalence of advanced macular degeneration. Higher intake of grains, fish, steamed or boiled chicken, vegetables, and nuts was associated with lower prevalence of advanced AMD. Another study evaluated subjects using a food frequency questionnaire, and they classified their diets into various Western or Oriental style diet scores. The highest to lowest quarter of the Western type diet was associated with a higher, in other words, Western diet was associated with a higher risk of early macular degeneration. The Oriental diet pattern, by the way, the Western diet pattern, the people who corresponded to the SAD, the, you know, standard American
yes.
diet, they had
yes.
almost four times the rate of macular degeneration. The Oriental diet pattern, I guess that's more, you know, plant-based and rice and fish, was associated with one-third the rate of macular degeneration. And a Mediterranean diet was recently found to significantly reduce the progression to advanced AMD. So, you know, a lot of fried foods, trans fats, added
right.
sugars, excessive consumption of red meat, but I don't think red meat per se is the problem.
You know, no, I don't think so either. And they continue to single that out. They don't talk about processed meat. They don't talk about the French fries with that burger. You know, they're not talking about that. And they continue to single out red meat. And I
right.
agree. It's not the cause. There are just too many nutrients in good quality meat
right.
that's necessary for life.
For,
yeah.
for example, I mean, just this weekend, I did a couple of reviews on the show, and it was you can find it at drhoffman.com if you didn't listen to the show. But they did a study in England comparing red meat consumers to vegans and vegetarians, and the strength of the study is they found quite a lot of vegetarians. So about half the participants or a third of the participants were vegetarians, and a smaller percentage, but a significant number were vegans. And they looked mm-hmm. at the impact on all-cause death, and they broke it down by causes of death. But when it came to the bottom line, which is, are you going to die? There was no relationship between meat consumption and longevity, okay? So that's a huge study, and it's a nail in the coffin of the theory that meat per se kills you. It may be associated habits, you know, if you're, you know, a meat
yes.
eater and you sit around and you watch a lot of TV and you're smoking and
you're
drinking too much.
You're smoking and you're drinking beer
yeah.
and you're sedentary and you're having dessert.
A careless diet, you know, like you
yes.
eat whatever, you know, eat a lot of meat because you just don't care what you know, you're not careful.
Yeah, you're a partier, you don't sleep,
yeah.
all of the above.
right. So, but anyway, that I think that's a pretty good rundown. You know, the product Foresight, a little plug, is it's available via physicians, and you can access it at drhoffman.com because I offer it on our new really exciting platform, which is FullScript. FullScript is a platform designed for health professionals to dispense supplements to enable them to carry a very, very large and extensive inventory. We've really managed to step up the variety and number of product offerings because previously we were restricted simply by inventory considerations, you know, like carrying, you know, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 worth of supplements sitting in a room. We can't possibly compete with a giant operation that you know, has hundreds of doctors drawing from it and has access to really hundreds of brands of supplements and tens of thousands of products. And that's available to you via the portal at drhoffman.com. Click on the store, register for FullScript. You can follow my recommendations there, or you can shop for products of excellence there.
Yeah.
I think that that is all the time that we have for today's program.
I don't know where the time went.
Time flies when you're having fun, and I hope that
absolutely
you folks have had as much fun as we've had. I enjoy your questions immensely, and an opportunity to do a deep dive. Because, you know, I have to say, I do a weekend radio program, and I find this in a way more fun. I mean, it's nice I get mm-hmm. to get live questions from people calling in the show, and that's fun to talk to real folks on the phone lines. But the pace of this is much more relaxed. I don't have to, you know, I'm not subject to the commercial requirements of radio. I don't have to break every 10 or 15 minutes, look at the clock and say, okay, time for a commercial. Sorry, you know, we'll have to compress this discussion. So we're going to keep on trucking with these podcasts for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.